This morning, the news broke that Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns was in the protocol. Later on this morning, it was verified by John Gambadoro from Arizona Sports from the Burns and Gambo show that he had tested positive for COVID-19. There is one sports insider above all others here in town, and it is Gambo from Arizona Sports. He joins us now. Gambo, you were the one that reported that he tested positive. Do we know about symptoms? Do we have any other details about the condition of Chris Paul?
Not on symptoms, Mike. We don't know the symptoms, but we were able to report that he did test positive, and we were the first to get that out there. Look, I do know the Suns had the highest level of participation in the vaccine in the league. That's coaches, players, and staff. They had the highest participation in the league. I do know the players continue to get tested on a daily basis. There was a thought that maybe because he went up into the stands that – you know, he was around some people after they clinched the series against Denver, that maybe there was, you know, tracing, or that he was around somebody that was positive. But you would not be in quarantine. Vaccinated players who come in contact with somebody that's positive do not go in quarantine. So once I found out he was in quarantine, I was able to just, you know, find out that he did test positive. Because you're not in quarantine unless you test positive for the virus.
So with that, along with that, is there any timeline that you know of, best case, worst case scenario, of when he could return or when how long it could be?
It's going to – and this is the question everybody's asking. And it's, the truth of it, Mike, is that nobody knows. It all depends on when he clears protocol. He's going to have to pass at least two tests again. Now, they're tested daily. So the second he passes tonight, he can't be around the team at all. He can't participate in any practices or any meetings. So he's in quarantine. He's away from the team. Once he passes and clears, and I believe that's two tests that he has to pass, well, then he can return to the team. The timeline on that is we just don't know. I mean, you know this. I mean, it's just, some people may take a week. Some people may take 3 days. We just have no clue of whether he's going to be available for game one or not, or when he could return. It's all dependent on when he clears these protocols and these tests.
The Phoenix Suns have been pretty tight-lipped throughout the COVID protocols with any player that enters the protocol. Do you imagine that they would give us more information about Chris Paul, or because it's Chris Paul with playoff implications, that they're just not going to say much?
No, they're not allowed to say anything, right? I mean, HIPAA laws, and you know, you have to protect the player's, you know, his health status. It's up to him. So we have James Jones on our show today. I think 3 o'clock. So we'll have James Jones on, and we'll talk to the GM. But I'm sure that there's not much that he could say outside of confirming that he's in health and safety protocols, and we'll take it from that. They can't confirm that. You know, my report that he's had a positive test, and they can't say when he's going to be back because they just don't know.
Without Chris Paul, but the time to prepare that they have to prepare without him, what chances do you give the Phoenix Suns against either one of the two teams that are left?
You know, the Clippers might be done with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard might be out for the rest of the playoffs. I mean, he's got a knee injury. He's not playing tonight for the Clippers against the Jazz in Utah, and that's a big blow to them. He's one of the best players in the league. That really hurts the Clippers. So I like the Suns' chances of getting by this next round. I think the Clippers would have been a tougher opponent if they were healthy. But if Kawhi Leonard's knee is bad, that's going to be very difficult for the Clippers. The Suns are going to be well-rested going into this next round with these other teams, whether it's the Jazz or the Clippers or not. It's just, man, this is a gut punch, Mike. I mean, you're dealing with, you know, your star player, and now he's in health and safety protocol, and we don't know if it's 7 days or 10 days, or if we just have no clue as to when he can return.
You've been around Arizona sports for a very, very long time, and it seems like the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs have a dark cloud with the craziest things that happen to them when they look like they're rolling. Phoenix Suns fans have just got to feel like not again, right?
I mean, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, everything was going right. They've been probably the healthiest team. There's been 9 all-star players this year that have missed playoff games. That's the most ever. 9 players that have been all-star. James Harden, Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and now maybe Chris Paul. Now, he'd be the 9th player that's an all-star to miss a playoff game this year. That's the most in a season in NBA history.
Well, Gambo, I appreciate the time. I know you were always pulled in a bunch of different directions, but I know today's been a crazy day for you. So thanks for coming on with my audience, and we look forward to hopefully good news in the coming days.
You got it, Mike. You know, in 2 weeks, I'm leaving for Italy in 2 weeks, and I'm on a COVID-tested flight. It's the only way I could get there, and our quarantine was to go to New York, go to JFK, get on a COVID-tested flight, take a test here, take a test in New York, and take a test in Milan. I'm vaccinated, but that's still, for me to get there, I've got to take three different tests and be on a special flight.
I am very jealous about you going to Italy. It's my favorite place to visit in the world, so I can't wait to hear about that trip when you're back.
You got it. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks, Gambo. That is Gambo from Burns & Gambo. He's on this afternoon, and he really is the guy that is the insider in sports here in town, and I got to say, I am a little bit jealous that he's going to Italy. That I didn't want to hear that. I didn't need to hear that at all. But Chris Paul out indefinitely, and nobody has news yet. As it comes in, we'll get it. This is one of the biggest stories in town. The fact of the matter is that he's been vaccinated is very good news for his health, because although the vaccine is over 90% effective and he is part of that 10% now that's contracted, even though he's been vaccinated, they say it's 100% effective. 100% effective in preventing serious illness. So that at least is really good news for the health of Chris Paul moving forward. Whether or not he can rejoin the team remains to be seen.